Thanks so much for having lunch with me today.
No, thank you. I really appreciate you picking up the tab.
Oh, no problem. I know what it's like to be a starving student.
Yeah, and I really appreciate all your help with my grad school applications. There are so many things I didn't even think of.
Oh, no problem. I've been there.
You seem to know everything.
I don't know about that, but I do know a lot of things. Why don't you come in?
Really?
We can sit down for a little bit. Yeah, why don't we sit on the couch and chat a little bit more?
You have such a nice place.
Oh, it's thank you.
Way nicer than my dorm.
Oh, well.
I don't usually even go into real houses. All my friends have apartments.
Oh, well, you know, there's certain advantages to being my age.
Look at all these books.
Yeah, well, it's one of the perks of being a professor.
You must do a lot of reading.
I do a lot of reading, but I enjoy it.
So you really don't mind if I sit down?
No, please, sit down. I'd love to spend a little bit more time with you. So tell me, are you excited about your new adventures after you graduate?
I'm excited. I'm a little nervous. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I still have so much left to learn.
Oh yeah? What sort of things do you need to learn?
Well, to be honest, I was so busy getting ready for grad school, I don't know if I really even had the college experience, if you know what I mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I only even dated two girls at the school. And we only went on a couple dates. And I didn't even really...
So you don't have much experience at all, do you?
Well, not that kind of experience.
Well, I have a lot of experience, but I really can't share that with you.
I'm not surprised.
Why? Why would you say that?
Well, I don't know. You know, there's rumors.
Rumors? What sort of rumors?
I don't know. Some of the students said that their history professor told them that you used to be well known back in the day.
Really? I don't know if you should believe all the rumors. I really enjoyed helping you with your applications, and it was really nice to go out with you today. I wish I could help you more, but I'm a little conflicted about that.
Conflicted?
A little bit, yeah.
Wait, does that mean I have a chance?
Well, no, you don't have a chance. I don't want to ruin you.
What do you mean, ruin me?
Ruin you? You haven't had any experiences. I feel like if you were with me for a night, you'd never be able to go back to girls your age.
But I feel like all the girls my age already know so much more than me. And I'm embarrassed to even be with them.
I am a little horny, and I am attracted to you, but I can't fuck you. So why don't we do something a little bit different?
Like what?
Why don't you be a good boy and be quiet and let me take care of everything?
Okay.
Are you hard yet?
A little bit.
A little bit. Well, I'm gonna have to take care of that for you. How about now? Are you getting hard now?
Yeah.
Let me help you with that. I want to see this young cock you have in here. Yeah. Does that feel good?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. I can't fuck you. I need you to stroke your own cock.
Okay.
All right, take your hand. I want you to wrap your fingers around your cock just like I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. And I want you to stroke your cock while you watch me. Stroking yourself while you watch me. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, good boy. Oh, yeah. Was fun. Now it's time for you to put that away and go home. Good luck. Remember to get those applications in by the deadline.